I can't hang it outside today. It looks like rain.
Well, can you hang it someplace else besides the kitchen?
Well, there's always the living room or the front hall.
Well, I guess it is a problem.
I'll say it is. It's an awful problem. But it's one that you could solve if you'd just say the word.
What word?
Automatic dryer.
That's two words, and I'd like to add one more.
What would you like to add?
No.
Oh, now, Ricky, if I had a dryer, this wouldn't happen every time it rains. And there's a lot of rain ahead. I read about it just the other day in the almanac.
Look, honey, the answer is no. Dryers are too expensive.
They are not expensive. Not considering all the back-breaking work they save.
I know, honey, I know.
You don't know. Up and down those stairs, carrying this heavy basket. Up and down, up and down. My muscles straining, body all aching and racked with pain. Pull those shirts, lift those sheets, up.
All right. Now look, old man River, will you dry up? How about some breakfast, huh?
I haven't fixed it yet.
How come?
I can't find the stove. I know it's around here someplace, but I just haven't been able to find it.
All right. I'll eat downtown. How do I get out of here?
I won't tell you.
Ay, Dios mío, me que esta mujer está completamente loca de la cabeza.
Gee, it's taken this wash a long time to dry.
This is my third batch.
Oh, you poor little thing. Babies sure make a lot of laundry.
I'll say. I've been trying to talk Ricky into buying me an automatic dryer, but he says they're too expensive. I'm surprised he doesn't want me to go down to the river and beat the clothes clean on a stone.
Well, at least you've got a good washing machine. How'd you like to do your washing that old relic of mine? Honestly, I think it was the first one ever made.
Ethel, you know what?
What?
I want a dryer. I don't care how much it costs. We can buy it on time or something, but I'm going to have a dryer.
Honey, I'm home.
Good. We can have this out right now.
Do you mind if I come with you?
Not at all, but why?
I want to watch your technique. If it works, maybe I can use it to get a new washing machine out of Fred.
Be my guest.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hello, Ethel.
Hi, Ricky.
Ricky, I have something to say to you.
Well, honey, I got something to tell you.
Hold it, Buster. I'll do the talking here. I want a new dryer, understand? Now, I know they're expensive, but we can buy it on time and pay a little bit each week.
Well, honey, I bought a new washer and dryer today.
You just don't realize what I go through. Up and down those stairs 20 times a day. Up and down, down and up.
Lucy.
Poor little arms aching so that I can hardly lift them. Back breaking, shoulders stooped, legs buckling, new washer and dryer. Ethel, did you hear that?
Yep, 5 minutes ago.
Oh, honey, you're wonderful.
Well, I got to thinking that it is pretty rough on you, and I got a good deal.
Oh, honey, you're so thoughtful. I love you.
Ha, 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 ha.
Aren't they sweet? Just like two lovebirds.
What are you, a bird watcher?
Fred, guess what? Ricky's buying me a new automatic washer and dryer.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, it isn't as much as it sounds. I got him wholesale, and the fellow is allowing me $35 on our old washing machine.
Hey, wait a minute. How'd you like to have a new washing machine?
Oh, Fred, do you really mean it?
Sure, I'll buy you the Ricardo's old one.
Old one? You just said a new one.
Well, it'll be new to you.
Oh, fine. All I ever get is hand-me-downs.
All right, if you don't want it, you don't...
Oh, no, no, I'll take it. We can give our old one to the Smithsonian Institute.
Well, no, just a minute. I don't think this whole thing is any good.
Why not?
Well, my father told me many years ago, nunca hagas negocios con amigos ni con parientes.
Your father said that?
Never mind, it was good advice.
Well, will somebody please tell us what it means?
It means never do business with friends or relatives.
Oh, honey, that's just silly.
It isn't silly. Listen, people act in a very strange way when they're dealing with money. Arguments about a business deal could mean the end of our friendship.
Oh, you certainly don't think much of our friendship.
Well, I do, too. That's what I don't think is a good idea. Now, you let me sell it to the dealer and have him sell it to you.
Oh, that's fine. You'll sell it to him for $35 and he'll charge me $75.
Yeah, Ricky. If you sell it to us, you'll be saving us $40. Yeah, the dealer might even charge him $100 and then you'd be saving him $65.
Yeah.
And the dealer might even charge him $125. And then you'll
be saving him
probably
as much
as come on, Ricky. You'll be doing me a favor. I'll never get a new washing machine out of secondhand Louis here.
Well, now, look, suppose that something goes wrong.
Oh, honey, what could go wrong? We've had that machine for 4 years and nothing's ever gone wrong.
What if some little thing does go wrong? I'm handy with tools. I could fix it.
Sure. Oh, it can't affect our friendship. Of course not. Ethel, Fred, you may have the machine.
For $35.
Oh, thanks, Ricky. That's fine.
Great. I'll go and make out the check.
Oh, wait, Fred. No, there's no hurry.
Okay.
Let's move the machine right now over to our apartment, huh? Are you finished with it, Lucy?
They're delivering the new one in the morning.
Okay.
Come on, let's
Ready?
Go.
Oh,
I'll help you, Fred.
Now, Ricky, be careful. Don't scratch it. It might ruin our friendship.
Oh,
it might ruin our friendship.
I thought there was something wrong with the washing machine. How about some lunch?
I'm fixing you a sandwich.
Good, I'm hungry.
Good. Daddy, daddy. Hi.
Oh, hi,
Lucy.
Come on
in.
Come on.
Oh, have you got the little doll with you?
Yeah.
Oh,
hello there.
Say hi.
Look at that little champion. Get the dukes up, champ.
Look out now, Freddy. Stronger than you are, you know. I just came up to see how my washing machine was doing.
You mean my washing machine.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Oh, Lucy, it's just wonderful. It washes everything so fast I've run out of things to wash.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I was just getting ready to ask Fred to go out someplace and get dirty.
Hi.
Hi, Rick. Yes.
I thought I found you here.
Hi, honey.
I didn't expect
you home so soon. I'll go get your lunch.
Oh, no. Stay and eat with us.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, I got cold cuts and everything.
You sure you got enough?
Anybody from Albuquerque's always had enough to eat.
Well, I love it.
Bologna, salami, put the baby right there.
Oh, you can put everything in there.
Sit down here.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it looks wonderful.
Everything. You look like a piece of everything. That's good.
I wonder what that is.
Yeah, honey. Yeah,
butter. I always forget the butter.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
What's the matter with this thing?
I don't know.
Funny, this never happened before, did it?
Never, never.
Hey, Fred, that's too bad.
Yeah, this is really a mess. It's a good thing we found out in time.
I'll say, yeah. Found out in time for what?
I mean, before the deal went through.
What do you mean, before the deal went through?
Yeah. Well, I hope you don't think we're buying this piece of junk.
You already bought it.
I did not. No money changed hands.
You took possession of the merchandise. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
I told you we should have sold it to them.
You didn't.
Not much I did. You're going to pay me for this washing machine.
He is not. He is too. He is not.
He is too.
He is not. I mean, I am not.
You're not going to unload this lemon on us.
Lemon? Mira que tiene el coraje de decirle a uno ahora que no quiere comprar la máquina de lavar.
Yeah. I can see it all now. They knew this was a bum machine. They knew it didn't have any trade-in value, so they casually planned to palm it off on us. Palm it off? You begged us to let you have it. Begged?
Yeah, begged. He says I'm a very handy man with tools. If anything go wrong, I can fix it. Y entonces usted, señora, dijo, a mí no importa nada. It won't harm our friendship a little bit.
No, yeah, some friendship. That was before we knew you were cheating us.
Cheating?
There's been no cheating going on, but there's been plenty of welching.
Welching? I'll beg you to haul this hunk of junk out of our kitchen.
It is immaterial to me, Mr. Mertz, what you do with your old appliances after you ruin them.
Well said.
Thank you. Come on, Lucy. And I shall expect the check in the mailbox in the morning, or I'll see my lawyer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Ricardo, only that this happens to be your washing machine.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you don't.
Put it right over there where it falls.
Ha ha ha! Mrs. Ricardo. Well.
Good morning, Mrs. Mertz.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
We're moving Mrs. Mertz's washing machine in front of her door.
No?
We're moving Mrs. Ricardo's washing machine in front of her door.
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, you're doing it the hard way. What's the matter? You seem to be angry with each other.
I'll tell you what's the matter. Truce. Truce. I'll tell you exactly what happened. Ricky bought me a new washing machine. And the Mertzes insisted on buying our old one. And then they got it over into their place, they ruined it, and they refused to pay for it.
Oh, that isn't the way it happened at all. As a favor to them, we allowed ourselves to be talked into buying this piece of junk, and when we got it home, it fell apart.
What do you mean it fell apart? What do you mean we talked you into it?
Oh, that's...
You practically begged.
Oh,
practically begged. You said that.
That's what I said.
Why don't you just calm down?
You begged.
How did you beg?
Why, Mrs. Ricardo, your temper is as hot as your red hair.
Well, what about hers?
Oh, mine's as cold as your dark roots.
Let's see a minute. There ought to be some way to settle this in a friendly manner.
There is. They can pay us our friendly $35.
What?
Well, now wait just a minute. I'll tell you. I have a nephew who works in an appliance business. I'll ask him to look at it. Maybe he can fix it. How about that?
Don't ask me. It isn't my machine.
She can do anything she wants to with her washing machine. It is none of my business.
Oh, she makes me so darn mad.
Oh, you too. Well, I just came up to tell you that I'll be able to babysit with little Ricky this afternoon.
Oh, well, thank you, Mrs. Trumbull. I'm very happy that you can, because I want to know the next day.
How is it, Joe? Anything serious?
Oh, I think we can pull it through, Aunt Matilda.
Huh.
But I think somebody's confused. This is a washing machine. They've been trying to use it as a garbage disposal.
That's strange. How much will it cost to fix it?
Oh, seeing that your friend's about $1.50. Say, they wouldn't want to sell this, would they?
I don't know.
I'll give them $50 for it.
Well, I'll tell them and let you know what they say. I better go look after the baby now. So long, Joe.
Goodbye, Aunt Matilda.
Oh, are you the man fixing the machine?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a wreck, isn't it?
No, it's in pretty good shape. It can be fixed up.
Oh, yeah?
Say, you don't know if they'd like to sell that machine, do you?
Sell it?
Yeah, whoever owns it, I'll give him $50 for it.
It belongs to my husband and me, but I don't know whether he'd want to sell it so cheap. Have you spoken to the Ricardos?
Ricardos? Who are they?
Never mind. I'll call you. Have you got a card?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'll let you know if my husband decides to sell it. It's such a good machine.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Ricky behaved.
Like an angel.
Oh,
gave him his bottle and he went right back to sleep.
That's good.
I wanted to talk to you about your washing machine.
Oh, you mean the Mertz's washing machine?
Well, whoever it belongs to.
It belongs to the Mertz's.
Yes, that's right.
Well, my nephew says he'll pay $50 for it.
He'll pay $50 for our washing machine?
That's what he said.
Well, did you speak to Ethel about it?
No, I haven't told her yet.
Oh, yeah, well, don't bother, dear. I'll tell her for you.
Thank you so much.
It's all right.
Let me know if they decide to sell it.
Oh, yes, I will. Thanks very much for coming down. I hope little Ricky wasn't too much trouble.
For none of trouble at all.
Thank you, Mrs. Trumbull. Goodbye.
I'm glad the Mertzes didn't buy it now.
This is perfect.
We will go tell them that we will relieve them of their obligation.
Isn't this wonderful? I can't believe it. Hi.
To be comfortable.
Right.
Sit down.
Thank you.
My, but it's good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you, too. You know, we've been talking over this silly washing machine situation. Yeah.
Oh, so have we. Isn't that a coincidence?
Well, we did act pretty terrible.
Yeah, we're ashamed of ourselves, and we want to apologize.
Oh, it's...
Ricky, here's your check.
Oh, well, now, look here, old man, but you really don't know.
No, we couldn't take your check.
Well,
no.
Why not?
Why, we just wouldn't expect you to pay for a washing machine that wasn't any good.
Oh, nonsense. I'm a man of my word, and a deal's a deal. Oh. Here,
tried to palm off some faulty merchandise on you. No, I couldn't pay.
No, we wouldn't let you pay for it. And to tell you the truth, we knew it would break down. Why? We're practically swindlers.
That's right, yeah.
We tried to welch on a perfectly legitimate deal.
Ah,
give him the money, Fred.
Yes, sir.
Ethel, you just take this check.
No. Now, look, Fred, I don't want it.
Come on, Ethel, let's get our wash machine.
Okay.
Now, there's your check.
Now, look, Fred, I don't want it. Fred, I won't sell it to you. Fred. Fred,
Ricky, let go of our washing machine. Let go of it.
Fred, I won't want it to get stuck with it.
I want it to stop.
You don't want it. Lucy, what are you planning to take your hands off of my washing machine?
Why should I take my hands off your washing machine when it belongs to us? Come on now.
Machine.
Certainly. You said it was your washing machine. You said you were ashamed.
Go to the washing machine.
Pardon me. I was up here this afternoon looking at a washing machine. I offered $50 for it. I spoke to you.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I got a buyer for it. He'll go as high as $75.
Fred, I'll split the cost of the rail with you.
Okay, and I'll give you $17.50 for half of that washing machine.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Here's your check.
You see, I knew nothing could ever affect our friendship.
Played by Elizabeth Patterson, and Joe was played by Herb Vigran. Yeah.
Fantasy is a Desilu production.
This is the CBS Television Network.